This feature has been brought to you by Slot Foundation, which needs your support to continue projects like these. Information on this recording and access to other recordings is available online at slot.org.
We see here a small show which is very, very modest but very correct. I was thinking during the afternoon that we have here 10 positions from artists from Central Europe, some of them very great, famous artists, Marina Abramović, of course, Braco Dimitrijević, Sándor Pincei, who is not so well known, but the same generation who began work in the 70s, early 70s. And we have here some middle generation artists and some very young ones. But not only the generation question is interesting. For me, today it was looking the show. It was very, very strange because I know everybody personally for a very long time, and I know from different situation in different historical periods, different epochs, different situations, early 70s, mid 80s, and then in the 90s, and now we are in 2005. So actually, this small exhibition presents positions from more than 30 years, and that is a very, very interesting and almost, it's not dramatic aspect, but it is a very theatrical aspect. If we are thinking Braco Dimitrijević 35 years ago, when he made the cultural passerbys in Zagreb, people photographed in the street who were by chance there and then put on the facade of the city hall. It was an action in Zagreb, in Yugoslavia, in 72, an incredible gesture and incredible concept. And last year he had a very nice one-man show in Dubrovnik, and I was there at the opening, and I was speaking with him, and it was a very strange emotional feeling, emotional approach, how he could personalize the vocabulary and the methodology of the conceptual arts in Yugoslavia, in his own context, and create something different than the American conceptual art. And Marina Abramović, who was also one of the most important, she is one of the most important artists coming from Central Europe and living long time in Amsterdam and now in New York and returning to Belgrade and with a basis in Rome. So a really nomadic artist. But if we are thinking on her oeuvre in the 35 years historical period, then it's also very, very dramatic because the world has changed, the art had so many basic discussion, and we are discussing, but a lot of times we forget that the so-called Western discourse of about art ignore or not knows really what is happening in other part of the world. And Central Europe is still profoundly and evidently in the so-called Western art, in the Occidental world. So this was also an incredible, important, dramatical change in the last 30 years, how the so-called Western art opened to phenomena like New African art, Latin American art, Asian art. And I don't speak about the fashions, I don't speak the Russian fashion or the Latin American fashion or the Chinese fashion, which is the last fashion everywhere, Chinese exhibition. No, I speak about the profound changes the profound openness and the capacity to take serious impulse from this unknown or less known part of the world. But it's even more profound, because it's not only a passive status quo, Western world and non-Western world. The so-called Western world and the Western paradigm of art has changed enormously. So if we are thinking on the discourse, the new young conceptual artist at the beginning of the 70s and their position towards the avant-garde or modernism of the 50s and 60s, it's today is a historical discourse. That time it was a dramatic change in the world, but it was nothing beside the changes in the 80s and the 90s, when the whole anthropological vision about art and the relocalization of art became the central issue of the discourse. No more New York School versus Paris, no more minimal versus pop art and hyperrealism. Much more that was all inside of this certain kind of Western discourse. Andrew Benjamin, very important English art critic and theoretician, he wrote a very sharp and very clear critique about Baudrillard, and he said that Baudrillard, with the theory of the simulacrum, with all the consequences and all the radical consequences, is still inside in a very small world, which is based on a technical revolution, based on a certain kind of philosophical tradition, post-structuralism, anthropologism, ethnologism, Claude Lévi-Strauss, and so on, and so on. But the whole discourse of Baudrillard about simulacrum is, for the big majority of the world, doesn't exist. And that is the reality. And today, with we are speaking always of globalism, global warming, global terrorism, global dangers, and so on. And it's true that this kind of aggressive presence of the global problems is a reaction on a certain kind of Western ignorance, which long time did not take this issue seriously. If there was a discourse that was the post-colonial discussion and so on, and so on. But even the post-colonial discussion was never really taking the other culture inside. It was always the Western culture and the other, and it was always this kind of, let's say, generosity, openness, but not a serious and very simple reaction that the world is bigger, the world is much more complex, the world is very, very, very heterogeneous, very complex, and we are no more in the position to protect one, let's say, philosophical, moral, ethical system of values, which is based on a very narrow area of the whole global culture. Why I say this in this context? Because this artist, this more or less 30 years position that we show here, they reflect exactly this very strange position inside, outside, inside in the big Western cultural discourse, linguistic, philosophic, methodologic, but also outside, because if we know the European history, if we know the very special status of Central Europe, Marx wrote in the 1800s, early 70s about this, that very probably the European development shows at least three different models: the Western type of capitalism, the Russian type of feudalism, and between a mixed formation, and exactly this mixed formation is Central Europe. He didn't use the category Mitteleuropa, but he used this very precise analysis to define what is happening in this mixed formation: retarded capitalism, post-feudalism, certain kind of mental philosophical values from the actually from the Middle Ages till the 19th century, territorial diversity, everything what we have till today in Central Europe. On the other side, Central Europe, especially the intellectuals, the artists, they are very sensible seismographs of all the big global international spiritual movements, because they have this kind of permanent instability. Like Karl Kraus said, history in Central Europe never ends. And that's a very clever sentence, especially today when there are so many theories about the end of the history, end of the art, and so on and so on. What he meant that was that in Central Europe there is no a sensus communis about history, but actually in Western Europe more or less the big issues, the big events, the very important events, they have a more or less stable position. Everybody agreed, even if there are discussions, but at least agreed what happened, even if there are different opinions, it was good or bad. In Central Europe, people are discussing till today what happened, and they are completely antagonistic opinions about the facts. As long as there is no sensus communis about the history, there will be never a real, let's say, historical status quo, a self analysis of the situation in Central Europe. So these artists, actually three generations from the early 70s till today, reflect different aspects of the Central European mental, historical, social situation. We see positions very clear and hard and direct political issues with a language which is perhaps, as we were speaking yesterday also with Osvaldo, it seems to be a very tough language. I don't know. I don't see it so much, but perhaps it is some in a certain way more direct and less metaphoric. On the other side, we see also a strange, let's say, personification of the history, personification of the ideology. While artists in the 70s, they were thinking in ideological structures, the artists of today, they are speaking about a micro-universe. They are speaking about a micro-history, a personal history. They are speaking about reality perhaps much more directly, but these realities at the same time interpreted as their own reality. That means they have no more idea about the abstract generalization of the history. The history is always a private experience. The history is actually existing only in the private experience. That's a very special, very important aspect of the today's aesthetics. Artists are not going up on a meta level, like Lyotard said, a meta language, to have to find the explication of the situation. They try to find the explication in the situation, inside, a so-called immanency. Today, the whole aesthetical discourse is going about the authenticity of this immanency, here and now, hic et nunc, not looking for an external legitimization. We have the internal legitimization, but it is perhaps more difficult because it is fragmented. We don't have a clear ideological structure. We don't have a clear religious mythological explication. We have only fragments, and in the fragments we can find the values and put together, and each time we must justify, and each time we must analyze what is in the concrete situation valuable and not valuable. So if you see this exhibition, I would say, and I feel also, it is not something completely different than any other arts from the last 30 years. It is not Central European art. That is, positions, artistic positions from Central Europe, and it's very different. We don't want to make any homogeneity, because there is no homogeneity. We want to show the complexity, the diversity, the personal positions of the last 30 years, but if we respect this diversity, in the diversity we can see a certain kind of plasma, the values from the abstract universal value systems to the concrete, personal and immediate reaction. And that's why if we find a category for the 70s, it was much more belief in the evolution, and today's situation is the acceptance of the situation. Evolution, situation. And it is, if I translate it to the aesthetical categories, evolution has always a certain kind of formalistic aspect, and the situation is completely eclectic, working with everything what artists find and transform for a concrete constellation which has a personal legitimization. And in this sense, I think this small exhibition is very modest, very limited, without any statistical correctness. We are not politically correct, where there are nations who are better represented and there are nations who are perhaps absolutely not represented. We are speaking about experience, personal experience of artists from Central Europe in the last 30 years. And in this sense, I think this exhibition is as authentic and as eclectic as the real historical situation. Thank you very much. And I would like to say also one small notes about the Slaut Foundation, about the work of Osvaldo Romberg and Aaron Levy, who really make a very serious work. I can say, because I know a lot of small foundations, I know a lot of, smaller institutions which are working between big institutions, museums, galleries, sometimes in the shadow of the big institutions. But what is happening here, the exhibitions, the publications, the discussions, it's a very serious and very nonchalant, direct confrontation with the questions of the contemporary culture. So I think without any megalomaniac vision that here is happening the most important thing, the Slaut Foundation makes a work which is serious and a very, very serious contribution to the contemporary discourse. And I am really very thankful that I was invited already second time to work here, and I hope that we shall continue. Thank you very much.